Louis-François le Jeune was a man of many talents, a baron and a French army officer who served under Napoleon Bonaparte. He was also admired for his paintings of battle scenes. He later devoted himself to landscape painting, was appointed director of the École des Beaux-Arts in Toulouse, museum curator, and then city mayor. He loved to ride across the Pyrenees on horseback, especially around Bagnères de Luchon in Haute-Garonne, on a quest to uncover stunning landscapes. In this work, Le Jeune has opted for a vertical format, which is unusual for a mountain scene, to emphasize its impressive, sublime dimension. The sheer magnitude of the mineral world overshadows all human presence, which is reduced to an insignificant speck of dust. To intensify the dramatic impact, he freely exaggerates the height of the mountainous peaks and creates visual effects that seem to light up the painting from behind. The two compositions are constructed around a diagonal and tell a story about water. From its solid to liquid state, from permanent snow cover on the top left-hand peaks to the stream flowing under the bridge on the bottom right. The two paintings give us information about the habits and the customs of local people. Our lake overflows with picturesque details. Bear tamers, eagles, izzards, a sheepdog, wild horses, and so on. All typical features of the Pyrenean landscape. Only the little monkey looks out of place in this context. In Excursion to the Castles of Crac, we can feel the strong winds blowing through the trees and on the clothes, throwing birds off course, and causing clouds to build up in the darkening sky. The weather is about to change. Le Jeune infuses a kind of romantic power into the scene, dominated by the force of nature. There is a clear contrast between the characters. On the one hand, rustic local figures such as shepherds gathered around the fire or busy spinning wool. On the other, elegant city dwellers on horseback wearing fitted coats, top hats, and silk scarves. Perfectly ladylike, the woman rides side saddle. These rich young people, many of them English, are following a local guide who walks beside them. They are the first athletes and tourists taking advantage of the region's thermal springs. The little group makes its way up the steep path, heading for the ruins of Cather Castles. Or could there be fortresses dotting along the eastern land routes to the Holy Land during one of the Crusades? Topography isn't the main issue here. What matters is the wind, the altitude, the thrill of adventure. An appealing yet artificial image of nature that is not as natural as it first seems.